Good morning to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day six in our seven-day series. And this week for our inspiration, we're looking at some of the reasons why we as Christians should do the things we do. Why do you do the things you do? Why do you go to church? Why do you forsake all to follow Christ? Why do you live a simple life? Why do you give to the Lord's work? Or why do you witness to the lost people around you? Why do you suffer persecution with a good attitude? Why do you forgive? Why do you love your enemies? Why do you keep yourself from the lust of the flesh that wars against your soul? And why are you living as a pilgrim and a stranger in this world? Why do you keep yourself from the love of the world? Well, as Christians, we should be living like that list there, that should be the testimony of all of us. And as Christians, we do the things we do because of the Lord, because for His sake. And that's kind of the main emphasis this week, is that we should do the things we do, not for self-preservation, not for self-exaltation or being able to gain something from those things, but because Jesus is worthy. And as we saw there in a couple of days ago, where the lamb that was slain should receive the reward of his suffering. The Lord Jesus Christ should receive the reward of his suffering through our lives by turning our lives over to him, living the way that he's commanded us to live and doing the things that he's commanded us to do. And so that's the main emphasis this week, is to see, to have the right motive, the right attitude, to see why we should live the way that we live and do the things that we do. And we've looked at being able to suffer for the Lord's sake. We've looked at losing our life for the Lord's sake. We've looked at laying down our lives for the Lord's sake. We've looked at preaching the gospel and witnessing for the Lord's sake. And for the church's sake, we've seen, several different things, motivations why we should do what we do, and we're going to look at another aspect of Christian life. It's a very important aspect of Christian life, and why should we do this thing? So this is where we're at this morning, and I'd like us to look at Romans chapter 13 to start with. We're just going to look at a few different places here today, but Romans 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." So this is talking about submitting to the authorities in our lives, the government authorities. And then it goes on and says, "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake." And so here, we're to be subject to the governmental authorities, the policemen and the tax people and all these different things. We should be submitting to them, not because they're anything, but because it brings order and law. But there's a higher reason. It says here in verse 5, for conscience sake. And it also says not only for wrath, meaning that, they can execute judgment, they can fine us, they can give us tickets, they can put us in prison, they can do all kinds of things. So not only for wrath, that they're going to get angry and do something to us, but also for conscience sake. So this is a motivation or a reason why we should do things, is for conscience, for the sake of our conscience, meaning that it's right to do what is right. And it, if we cheat on our taxes, we're going to feel guilty about it, and we're going to it's not going to be good for us. And it's a matter of God knowing all the things that we do, and we can't hide anything from God. You know, we can't pull up the covers in our bed and think God doesn't see us. We can't go to the farthest remote place or in the darkest remote place and think we can hide from God. God sees everything. And so, and he has put a conscience in each person to do what is right. So if we're stealing, if we're cheating, if we're lying, if we're lusting and all those things, God sees those things. So for conscience sake, we should not do it, because the Lord sees those things. And there's also, like in 1 Corinthians, on this whole area of conscience, it says, if any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions, for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showeth it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So here's something that we probably don't have to deal with very much, because meat offered to idols and things like that isn't really in our culture that much, although there is a lot of food that would, you know, maybe that wouldn't be good for us. But anyway, this says, eat what's set before you, and don't ask any questions, you know, because the meat isn't, even if it's sacrificed to idols, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to curse you in your body or anything like that. But it might offend somebody because they see you eating this. And so if you find out that it is offered to idols, then don't eat it for his sake. And that's a very good point here, that we do things for other people so that we don't offend them, so that we don't cause them to stumble, so we don't put a stumbling stone in front of them and they're going to stumble, or, you know, see that we, you know, are doing something that, you know, either shouldn't be done, or don't think we should be doing something like that. But we should be very careful about those around us, that we have a good testimony. And then also, it says here, for conscience sake. So that's another reason why we shouldn't do things, or why we should do things, is because not only for the Lord's sake, he sees it all, but also for conscience sake and for wrath's sake, like we saw there. Also, then we're going to switch gears a little bit here and look at 1 Peter. There's four different places in 1 Peter that I want us to look at. And the first one is in verse 13 of chapter 2. It says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Now, that's very similar to what we looked at in Romans. Whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors. So here we're to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man. And why? For the Lord's sake. So here in this book of 1 Peter, we have four different places where it talks about submission. We have submission to the government, like we just read here in verse 13. We also have submission to our employers. We as servants, we as employees should submit to our employers. And then also submission in the home. Wives should submit to their husbands, to their own husbands. And then we also have submission in the church. that we would be subject one to another, that the younger be subject unto the elders, and that we'd all be subject one to another. So here, there's four different places where we look at submission. It's in the, it's in our to our government, to our employer, in the home, and in the church. And so here it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. And we have here in 1 Peter 2:18, and just dropping down a few verses, it says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. What glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently, but when you do well and suffer for it and take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. So it's conscience towards God. We submit ourselves to the employers that we have. We don't try to go around their back or do things wrongly in any way. This is thankworthy. It says, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure even, you know, rebuke from our employer, and he wants to, you know, tell us something. Well, we listen to him and we do it his way. And then it says there, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. So there's a couple things going on here. There's submitting, but then there's also, this is, you know, probably in a sense of submitting to a master and a slave type situation where, you know, they're going to be even beating or whatever, the master's going to be beating the person and all that, the servant, and suffering for that do it patiently, this is acceptable with God. And so that's the motivation there, is that it's acceptable with God for us to take suffering patiently. And then the third one then, chapter 3, where it says, likewise, you wives, be subject to your own husbands. This is the area in the home where wives should be subject to the husbands. Also, children should be subject to their parents. It says, if any obey not the word, that they also may without the word be won by the life of the wife, or the conversation of the wives, the way of living. So this wife who is submitting to her husband's not even saved, it doesn't look like, but she's submitting with a good conscience and doing all that she can. It says here that, verse 5, for after this manner and also, verse 4, it says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ordinance of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So here's a motivation, that this is in to submit to our husbands, to wives to submit to their husbands. It's in the sight of God of great price. So that's a good motivation there. And then one last one in Peter, where it says, about the younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So here's a good motivation for us, that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So we should submit one to another in our churches, because God gives grace to the humble. We should humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and that we should cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. So that's our inspiration for this morning, that we would see that God does care for us, and that we should cast all of our care upon him, and that we should be motivated by our to do what we should do by our conscience for love's sake, for the sake of our fellow brethren and people around us, so we don't offend those, and that because these things are acceptable to God, it's in His sight of great price, and that He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So God bless you.